Tight race, divided nation, down to the wire. These are some of the clichés of presidential politics, usually used to obscure a lack of knowledge.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
There's also the conventional wisdom that when the economy is on the upswing, the incumbent usually wins. Well, that's not the way it seems to be working this time around. The country is recovering economically, 1.4 million jobs created in 9 months. And yet, in the latest ABC Washington Post poll, the president's approval rating is down to 41% specifically on his handling of the economy. This suggests that the lines between the polling categories, the economy, the Iraq war, energy, reed gas prices, and environment, will have to be less tightly drawn if the real mood of the voter is to be reflected. And into that mix should also go Iraqis tortured and Americans killed. Frank Dash, the polling director for the Gallup organization, says it may be hard to evince positive responses to anything we ask them. Call it economy, call it Iraq, but a majority of Americans don't think America is on the right track. And that is an electoral fact. Chuck Todd, the editor-in-chief of the National Journal Hotline, goes a long step further to foresee the potential for a Kerry landslide. In Washington Monthly, he argues that an election with an incumbent tends to be a referendum on that incumbent. The last five presidents defeated for re-election lost by wide margins: Bush Sr., Carter, Ford, Hoover, and Taft. But that was before, and this is now. And whatever history may say, the polls generally say neck and neck. We'll stick with that for a while. This is Daniel Shore.